Do you know about the N dash? It's not the M dash, which most people just call a dash. It's spelled with an N, as in never heard of it, and it's definitely one of the lesser-known punctuation marks. There's a good reason it's one of the lesser-known punctuation marks. In a number of editing styles, it doesn't even exist. For the most part, the N dash only comes up in book publishing and in the magazines that emulate book publishing. Most news media don't have the inclination or even the ability to use the N-dash. Historically, newswire services were unable to transmit anything but the most basic symbols, so news media never bothered to mess with N-dashes. Still, if you're writing for others to see, the N-dash is good to know about because its job is to make certain types of compounds easy on the reader's eyes. An N-dash is shorter than a dash, but longer than a hyphen. In its use, it's actually more similar to a hyphen than a dash because it's really about connecting words instead of doing what a regular dash does, which is basically organize sentences. M-dashes, regular dashes, which are twice as long as a hyphen, are used throughout the publishing world. They indicate a break in sentence flow. The M-dash can set off lists. It can be used as a sort of milder parentheses around non-critical information. And these regular M-dashes can also indicate a switch in grammatical structure, like when someone starts to structure a sentence one way, then rejiggers it halfway through. It's a lot like, well, you know, like that, in which you might put a dash before you know. N-dashes don't do any of those M-dash jobs. According to the Chicago Manual of Style, here are the only times you use an N-dash. First, use N-dashes in things like ranges and time spans, where the N-dash stands in for the word to, through, or until. These ranges and spans can include years. For example, 2002-2008 would be a way of writing 2002 through 2008. They're also used in hours, like 9 to 5, age ranges, dates, sports scores, stuff like that. Note, though, that in most cases you're better off using real words. In running text, a spelled out to, through, or until just flows better than a symbol that the reader has to translate into a word. Also, note that any range or span introduced with the word from or between needs its partner word, either to or and not a dash. So you could write, happy hour is 5N-7, or you could write, happy hour is from 5 to 7, spelling out the 2, but you can't write, happy hour is from 5N-7. Similarly, a camp might be for children between 6 and 11, but it's not for children between 6N-11. Now, the other two jobs of the N-dash are really just like Uber hyphens. They work like a hyphen to connect words and prefixes to what are called open compounds, groups of two or more words, especially proper nouns. For example, in pre-World War II, book style requires an N-dash connecting pre to world, because World War II is a proper name of more than one word. Now, other than that N-dash, World War II is written exactly as it would be without the pre. No hyphens or dashes squeezed in. So it's just pre-N-dash, world, space, war, space, 2. In A George Washington-like Figure, Chicago style calls for an N-dash instead of a hyphen between Washington and like, though of course there's nothing but a space between George and Washington. Finally, N-dashes also connect things that already have their own hyphens. A semi-private, semi-public entity would have an N-dash right in the middle between semi-private and semi-public, making clearer the relationship between these two hyphenated terms. To use an N-dash in a recent version of Microsoft Word, try looking under Insert, then Symbol, then More Symbols, then Special Characters. If you don't have these options, the Help menu on most computers can probably point you to the N-dash. And then, anytime you notice that a hyphen makes something look a little too tight, but a dash just looks too long, you can consider using an N-dash instead.